you're going to hear me cough. You're going to hear me congested. It's just that time of year.
And you're going out and hanging out with friends.
You don't get allergies from friends.
Yes, you do.
Unless I have a cold, in which case you get that from friends.
Yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. You get that from friends, and you probably get that from the people at the store and wherever else you went.
No, I wear a mask everywhere, except outside to walk the dogs, but I doubt I got anything outside. It's the fact that I spent a lot of time with friends in the past week or so. Mm-hmm. We were all so excited to see each other. Everybody was hugging. So, and now here I am sick.
So okay, you met with four friends. Mm-hmm. So which of them are we blaming this on?
All of them.
All of them?
Yeah.
There's not one you can just call out and say, it was that one. It's all of them.
No, they're all full of germs. I just got a little germ from this one, a little germ from that one. My body was like, what is this germ thing? We've been completely clean under a mask and with Clorox wipes for 14 months. What is this? So, Yeah, I can no longer fight germs. Great. There you go.
Okay. So, A-Rod.
Yeah. So, this was an interesting story. There's a woman in Australia, because, you know, we love our Australians. Belinda Russell is her name, and she's pretty well known there. She's like a morning show host, you know, just like a Today Show kind of thing. Belinda Russell's her name, and she's gorgeous, of course. I mean, she's on television, so of course she's gorgeous. So she revealed something today on her show, and I'm going to let her reveal it because I have a lot of questions for you.
I woke up this morning and was, you know, checking the socials, and in my requests, there was a message from Alex Rodriguez.
A-Rod.
As in
the recently...
As in J-Lo's ex.
The recently single A-Rod.
But look at that. Look, A-Rod? All I can say, he likes great content, Dickie. Look, well, he just said
he
great feed.
That's for
great
sure.
Feed. He slipped into her DMs.
And then I went, this can't be real. So I tapped on it, and it is verified, his account, 4 million followers. Well, just like, give me a shout out, A-Rod, and get me some followers.
So do you think he's...
I think what, Dickie?
Do you... Can I say
it? Ask it.
What?
Yes, say it. Go ahead.
Thinking it. Is he hitting on you?
No.
What do you mean no?
Surely not. He just likes...
Yes, you're a female. He's single now. Yes, he's hitting on you.
He just likes my videos.
And she's a gorgeous female.
Likes your videos.
He likes...
What part of
ladies
your videos?
Ladies who dance. Maybe. I don't know.
So he's just split up from Jennifer Lopez.
Okay, two things. I thought A-Rod had more than 4 million followers, but that seems really low for an A-Rod.
On Instagram? Well, I mean, yes, since he's been with Jennifer Lopez, you would think he would have more, but I don't think the baseball people have a lot of followers.
Oh, well, when you're dating somebody like Jennifer Lopez, I think you do.
It is a bit concerning that this is the video he liked.
So it's her playing leapfrog in the office with some other people. They're jumping up and down on top of each other, which... It's innocent, but it could be taken very sexually. And so that's the video he liked, and it was in her highlights. So he wrote, great feed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have several questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is, so was he hitting on her? And
yes.
You say, yes, he was.
Yes.
He was hitting on her.
Oh, of course. It's the only reason why you ever comment or like. If you like something, you might slip by that you're not hitting on them. But if you say something, if you actually post funny video, great, whatever, yes, you're hitting on them.
Okay. Now he's saying that he didn't send that. His kids did.
Mm-hmm.
It's the I was hacked.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why he's suddenly coming out and saying I was hacked is because he didn't do his research. He found out afterwards that she's married to some gorgeous guy and they have three children and she's not interested in A-Rod.
Mm-hmm.
So suddenly it's like, wait a minute, I didn't send that. My kids did. They're so, they love her videos. They love, your kids don't know who she is. Your kids are Americans. They have no idea who some hot, blonde, smarty pants, beautiful morning show host in Australia is. They have no idea who she is.
Okay. I wonder if he's been on their show promoting something at some point, probably is the reason why that's in his feed. But no, he did it. And then he said, oh crap, she's married. I got to make up something quick. And it's not like he sent her a dick pic. He sent her just a funny video comment.
No, he said great feed. And he sent like a request. in her DMs, like, you know, accept this request from A-Rod kind of thing. Mm. But okay, so what is A-Rod promoting in Australia? What is an American baseball player promoting in Australia? The answer is nothing. The answer is nothing. He's never been on her. She didn't know him. She had to look up to see if it was actually A-Rod.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if he's been on there promoting something.
What? What's he promoting?
He's always been on Today Show promoting something.
Right. So things he could that are be American.
There. And they might have booked him just because he was dating Jennifer Lopez and he was in town. I don't know. But no. There's no reason why you would know. I didn't even know Australia had morning shows.
Of course they do.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Well, that's a lie because you and I have covered a lot of these shows before. There's been people in Australia that have said wacky things.
But I'm not following them on Instagram, and I'm not following them on social.
I know, but you and I have discussed it before, so you're aware that there's like a, you know, Good Morning Sydney or whatever. So you are very well aware. Now, he wasn't on her show promoting anything. He somehow found her, thought she was hot, and thought he had a shot with her because he's A-Rod and he's arrogant. Didn't even bother to find out if she was married, let alone married with three children.
And then you blame it on your kids. So you throw your kids under the bus then.
Right. Own it, bitch. Come on. You DM'd somebody.
Right.
She wasn't interested. Just move on. Just, you know, own it and move on. Because we all see. That's what I hate about celebrities. I hate when they lie to us about things that we see very clearly in the front of our faces. Mm. You know what I mean? Like the I was hacked thing. Don't even with the I was hacked.